This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. The scorching heat wave in the East Coast is almost over, but first, there's another hot day in store. Highs in the upper 90s all but guaranteed in many states. Some could get triple-digit heat. Power companies are taxed as air conditioners hum across the region. By Wednesday, the air will start to cool off a little bit. In the Midwest, it's flooding they're worried about, the aftermath of severe storms. NPR's Cheryl Corley has the story from Chicago.
This weekend's heavy storm sent rivers and streams surging to record levels in several states. In Illinois, high water was just beginning to recede from rural roads when it started raining in some areas again. In Wisconsin and Indiana, some counties have been declared state and federal disaster areas. Patrick Slatterly with the National Weather Service says the wild weather has been causing tremendous problems.
And one thing we encourage people is to stay out of flood water, because even in familiar areas, you don't know what's under that water. You may be expecting a road and it may be gone.
Two people in Michigan delivering newspapers did die because the road they were driving on crumbled.
NPR's Cheryl Corley reporting from Chicago. Oil and gas prices are sky high, as you know. Now Senate Democrats want the oil companies to pay. They'll debate a plan today to cut out $17 billion in tax breaks for energy companies. They also want to tax windfall profits 25%. Most Republicans don't like those ideas. They say the solution is increasing supply. Their energy plan opens up more oil and gas drilling. To sports, where the NBA Finals shift to a new battlefield tonight. The Boston Celtics visit the Los Angeles Lakers. Boston has a 2-0 lead in the best-of-seven series. Cincinnati Reds outfielder Ken Griffey Jr. is in baseball's history books. He hit his 600th home run last night. The 19-year veteran is in rare company. Only five other players have hit 600 homers. Finally, a BPP newscast Venn diagram. We're in the Oval, where weather and sports stories meet. The New York Yankees hosted the Kansas City Royals yesterday. The crowd at Yankee Stadium went nuts in the fifth inning. It wasn't a home run, strikeout, or free beer. They were cheering clouds, a big one, blotted out the sun like a burly catcher blocking home plate. It was an atmospheric most valuable play on the scorching Bronx afternoon, but Yankees fans are fickle. The cloud moved and the crowd booed. That's the news and the sports. It's always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
And then Hank Steinbrenner demanded they trade the cloud. It was all very sad.